Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today we want to talk about the fruit grapes in Chinese. We have Matteo Bellucci.
Sorry, it's a difficult surname.
No. Okay, Matteo, he is not only the CEO of YourMD, he also has the wine business.
Yes, it's a family business, so it's a hobby business.
Right.
I grew up in a vineyard in Italy, and when I moved to England, I sort of took that passion with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years ago with some friends, we started working on Italian wines here in the UK, trying to help people learn more and appreciate Italian wines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you said that's a hobby, but I know it's been very successful.
It's a successful hobby, yeah.
Right.
It's a lot of fun as well.
And you have a lovely shop. It's really nicely decorated, and the ambience and the collection of the wine was just amazing. All from Italy.
All from Italy. The business is called Vini Italiani, which is Italian wines.
You try to avoid me from saying it myself.
Yes, I'm
to
helping
get it wrong.
You.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to get it. Vini Italiani.
Perfect.
Thank
Vini
you.
Italiani. Italian wines. And our website is italianwines.com. So it's easier than Vini Italiani.
Yep.
And we have actually opened two more shops since the last time you came to see us.
Oh, wow. Where
is it? One in Covent Garden, and we're opening in the next few weeks in Greenwich, near the observatory.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm. Okay. So I should go to visit the one in Covent Garden. It's a bit closer.
You should
indeed. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Wines, of course, they are made out of grapes.
They are indeed.
Yeah. And Chinese people love grapes, and just long history of it. And they started like during the Han Dynasty. That was the first mention. And at that time, they believed that the grapes were from Yu, that's a western region, which is like a Xinjiang province where the Silk Road was. And so they said grape was from that area. And that's all we know about grapes in China. The way to say grapes in Chinese is 葡萄.
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 葡萄. Both are second tones, so we go up and up, so we take our time saying 葡萄.
葡萄.
Yeah. And the words, basically, the two words together, it's funny, they all meant the same thing, just grapes.
Really?
They just double up.
So why?
Chinese people are interesting. Sometimes they invent two different symbols to represent something similar. And then when they double up, they just emphasize that exact meaning. And sometimes they have subtle difference. So when you mix and match in different context, that provides more precise meanings. And in this case, 葡 means grapes and 桃 also means grapes. And 葡萄 together, but you only see 葡萄 together most of the time because tend not to use the abbreviation.
So if you just use 葡 on its own, would people understand it's grapes?
No, people won't. But if you check the dictionary, the final meaning of 葡, then people know that's about grapes.
Okay.
Yeah. And 葡萄 together, it's a grapes, but you don't know it's that what type of grapes.
It doesn't matter the type of grape.
They were red and that was green.
Okay.
So for the red one, we say 红葡萄.
红葡萄.
Yeah, 红 means red.
Yeah.
And then 红葡萄 is red grapes, and the green grapes, they use the word 青.
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 青葡萄.
青葡萄.
Yeah, 青 is quite an ancient character, and the ancient Chinese, they were not very precise at that time. There was no color code like CMYK or RGB. So they describe any type of greenish or bluish, any type of color in that range. 青.
青.
Yeah, 青. And nowadays, because it's so imprecise, people rarely use it. And then when they only use it during the name. So a lot of people, when you meet your Chinese friend, many people, they have 青 in the name.
Okay.
Yeah, 青.
But it's not used to describe a color on its own.
It is still color, but it's a range of color.
It's a range, okay.
Yeah, it's a range of color. And then if you check a dictionary, sometimes it's confusing. Some people say it's blue. Some people say it's green.
Oh, okay.
And
wow.
Some people say it's turquoise. And it's a wide range of bluish, greenish color.
Okay.
Yeah, so qing.
Well, what about wine in China?
Oh, wine.
Tell me about Chinese wines.
Oh, right. Okay. Wine in China, they didn't really use grapes to make wine so much. They use a lot of grains. So when they call white wine in China, 白酒.
白酒.
Yeah, 白 is white, 酒 is the alcohol.
Okay,
and
白酒.
So 白酒 in China, that means two things. One is the grape-based white wine, which did not really exist until like 20, 30 years ago. only really just a few bottles imported. And at that time, when you call 白酒, that means the liquor made out of either rice or different type of grains.
Mm-hmm.
So this is called 白酒. And the most famous 白酒 is Maotai.
Maotai,
and that's is the name of the little village in the Guizhou province. And the village like had a population of like 10,000 people, which is rare in China. And but they were very big in this type of wine production because of the water quality. And it was so rare at that time, each bottle could easily cost hundreds of dollars and or even thousands, and it was so rare that only like if you are the national banquet, then you can enjoy it. So you are a guest, if you are the guest by the Xi Jinping, then you can definitely enjoy it. And now, because it's so popular and so rare, clever Chinese people started building the factories and they have mass production.
Okay.
So you can buy it in the local supermarket, of course not the same grade as the ones.
And is it called Maotai?
They also call Maotai. So this is confusing. Just like red wine, white wine business, you have a bottle cost $1,000 and another bottle.
$10,000.
Yeah. And a bottle you buy from Sainsbury for $3.
Yeah.
So it's really, you really need to have a sufficient knowledge to differentiate. And of course, inevitable, you get a lot of bogus ones.
Yes. Of course. But so, that's not going to the knowledge is that one of the reasons why I created Vini Italiani was to help people understanding the Italian wines. Because Italian wines are probably the most complicated wines in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because historically, you know, wine is made from grapes, Tau.
Yeah.
And the Italy has the largest selection of grapes in the world. So there are around 1,500 grapes that are produced into wine in Italy with different genetical origins.
Wow.
So you can imagine the confusion for the poor wine drinker.
Yes.
Confronted with thousands of different types of wines because they're made with different type of grapes.
Right. Is that also because Italy is such a long shape across different weather?
Yes, the
and
climate. Yeah.
The climate,
very
also
important.
The altitude.
The altitude, the climate, and the history.
Right.
Because we started making wines learning from the Greeks that controlled Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Romans became big producers of wine and they experimented as well. So they mixed up the grapes, they did sort of genetic engineering, you know, 2,000-3,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of variants of grapes today.
Yeah.
And Italy has by far the largest production of indigenous grapes, they're called. So grapes grown only in a certain place.
Yeah. So you have 好多葡萄.
好多葡萄.
Yeah, 好多 means a lot.
Yes.
Great. So today we talk about grapes, 葡萄, the way to say the wine in Chinese, we say 葡萄酒. That's the wine in general made out of grapes. To describe white wine, you say 白酒 or 白葡萄酒. To say red wine, we say 红酒 or 红葡萄酒. Thank you so much, Mateo, for sharing with us.
Very welcome.
A real winemaker here. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见.